Marilyn Smoke Podcast, welcome back. Charlemagne and God. I don't even know if we're supposed to be speaking on this. But you know, the stuff has been buzzing about his rape and all that kind of stuff. And so I just wanted to do some research. I wanted to like see what was this like. Just like I seen some Zoom call. It was like a couple of black activists, and they was basically speaking on it and shit. And Benzino was in there too. And they was like, man, what are we talking about? Like, are we talking about, you know, this case, if you don't know, you know, statutory rape is basically like, let's say I'm 21, 22, but my girlfriend is 14 or 15, but, you know, everything cool. She loved me. She want me and all that kind of shit. But she just 14, 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you over 18, then the girl got to be 18. Like, if you 17, then you a minor. You know what I'm saying? You a minor, too. But once you pass 18... and your girl is 15, once y'all get caught, that's statutory. That's statutory rape. So that rape is not as big as, no, it's still a, because that's basically consensual rape. You know what I'm saying? It's just by law, it's not right. Now regular rape, you know, of course, that's when you take it and, you know, they don't want it, they crying and all that kind of shit. So basically, I wanted to see, like, I was like, damn, dude, does this man really have a rape case out here? Like, where it's a victim that's like, yeah, he raped me, and you know, so I'm like, what type of case really is this? This some girl that he had sex with and she young. Ooh. So I type it up. Somebody was saying it in the comments. They was like, type it up on YouTube. The video will come right up. So it came up. It was like 40 minutes long. And so I was about to play, I think I was playing 2K or something. So I went ahead and tuned in. I listened to it, you know. So in the beginning, it's the mother talking. You know, then the mother, she just keep breaking down. She can't talk. So in the beginning, she said something like, she basically said something that in 1,000 words mean that he already done paid his way out of it. Like, it's nothing they can really do. It was 17 years ago. There's nothing they can really do. There's nothing they can really do anyway because of Charlamagne's lawyers and what they've already done, you know, on a court system side. So it was like, I guess it would be like double jeopardy right now or something, or whatever, because they already did it. So, you know, after the mother talked for a while, then the old girl came, the daughter, the actual, you know, the actual victim. So she said the nigga Charlamagne called her and was like, you know, could you come to the party type shit. There ain't no way nobody mother gonna lie, for one, about some shit like this. She's like an older mother, you know what I'm saying? So she said he asked the mother, like, hey, you know, you may go to the party with me, woo-woo. He told the girl, you know, hey, man, he had took the girls somewhere before. It seemed like what they said, maybe like for ice cream or some shit like that. So, you know, the mother was basically like, you know, I didn't really know how old he was. I thought he was just like, you know, one of their little high school friends that drive. That was probably the shakiest part of her story. I'm gonna be honest. If anything, you can probably, if you want to pick apart at a part of the story, that would probably be her weakest. Everything else, the mother was, everything else with the mother was pretty solid. Like, you know, you could probably be like, well, damn, why you didn't make sure, check this nigga ID, or, you know, really know who this motherfucker was and shit, you know what I'm saying? They could, you know, say things like that. So the mother was like, she told her daughter, yeah, all right, go ahead, you go to the party with him. Because she said Charlamagne made it, hit her with the, you know, man, come on, man, you like my little sister, man. Like, you know, you got to be at the party. This party for me. He told him the party was for him. And, you know, in a lot of his videos, if you look up, you know, and also before I didn't just listen to that, and then I didn't just listen to their story. I actually typed back in, you know, Charlamagne and God speaking on his rape. This particular one I found was the one he did where he was talking to DJ Academics. He was like, and it was a long time ago, because, you know, DJ Academics looked like he like 20 in the jail. And it was crazy as fuck that the way Charlamagne was telling the story, he was almost telling the question that Academics asked him was like, what's the craziest shit you've done since you've been, I want to say he said famous or getting money. I wasn't one of the two, but he said at the time Charlamagne was working as like a DJ at a radio shit at 93 or some shit, like whatever 93 is, I guess, and wherever they from. So he said, you know, he's telling the story as like some funny shit, like, bro, this is the wildest shit we ever did. How the fuck you gonna have a story about a girl getting raped? Some shit you caught a charge for. How you gonna have that as the story? As like the, that's just like me accidentally killing somebody and then going to trial and begging and pleading, like, please, it was an accident. I did not mean to do it. And then 4 or 5 years later, I'm telling a story like, yeah, man, you want to know the wildest shit we ever did? I killed the nigga, and I ain't even mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the same shit for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this shit, this story should have never, ever, ever came up again in your, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga telling a story, and like, you really telling a story in vain. Like, this is some shit. This is some fucked up shit. These people fucked up behind you doing this, and you out here telling a story like it was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of your fucking wildest fantasy stories or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, now back to the story. Now the girl, I'm gonna tell both stories because, you know, as we go. So like, the girl said, you know, she said they pulled up to pick him up. She said they pulled up in two cars. It was like some niggas and Charlamagne was in one of the other cars. And so he said they pulled him up, they picked him up. I think he said they went to his parents' house first, and then she said they went to the party. She said she ain't know really none of the niggas at all, pretty. And she was like, they went in the house, you know, she said they would sit down. I want to say she said it was like literally a few females. I think they did acknowledge that it was females. But she definitely said majority men in it. So she said Charlamagne came up to her and asked her about some drinks. Asked her, did they want some drinks? Now, mind you, this girl is 15 years old. What is you asking a 15-year-old girl, do she want some drinks? And if you is gonna give her some drink, it better be a fucking wine cooler or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give her no damn 15-year-old girl no mixed drinks. So like I said, the girl said she called one of her friends, and the friend came with her. So it was two girls. So they said when they, you know, she said they kind of forced them to get the drinks. So they finally said yes. Like, okay, all right, it's cool. So they made them. So they said, she said that he made the drinks himself. So they said something was in the drinks that fucked them up. But the other girl threw up immediately. Like as soon as she drunk the shit, whatever was in there didn't settle with her. With her stomach, she threw that shit right back up. So she said, wow, the girl throwing up. She said the nigga Charlemagne the God still trying to ask the girl that's throwing up, do she want another shot? Like, you want another cup? This girl throwing up, what you mean, do she want another cup? You see what I'm saying? Like, bro was the starter. He was the emperor. He was everything for this situation. Now, mind you, the story he tell academics, and I think he probably, I'm pretty sure he said it on that, on his own podcast, that Brilliant Idiot. I'm pretty sure he told the story on there too. And I heard it. And he tell them that, oh yeah, it's just some bride. I had some brides that I met at a, he said it was some brides that I met at the studio, at the DJ Joe, and at the club. Where the fuck did you, what club did you meet a 15-year-old girl at? So he said, then he tried to make it seem like, oh yeah, his friend was chilling with Shawty, so he asked her to come through because his friend was chilling with her. A 15-year-old? Come on, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. That shit cap. So, he tells academics that, now mind you, the girl said they only got there because Charlamagne and them picked them up. Like, she was name dropping niggas, like saying, not just two or three names, she was saying like all the niggas' names for her. You know what I'm saying? And she said that's how they got there, they picked them up. Now, mind you, Charlamagne the God tells DJ Academics that he left. How you gonna leave a 15-year-old girl at a damn party with niggas drinking and smoking and shit? You see what I'm saying? Like, for even if you did leave, that's some whole ass shit right there. But that ain't no crime. But remember I said it, it's two girls. Now the other girl that threw up, thank God by her throwing up, you know, I'm assuming she wasn't as fucked up as the actual girl that got raped. So now, after this situation happened, it tore up everything. It tore up their friendship, tore up everything. She said she was dating her brother, the one that got poisoned by Charlamagne the God, tricked or whatever. She said she was dating the girl brother. They ended up breaking up because it was just so much shit behind the story and what the fuck happened that they tore the family up. They broke a girl. She said she ended up moving away. Now I say that to say this. This ain't somebody that the two girls are sitting together or they've been together for 17 years telling the same story to each other. So they stories match. That other girl that was with her is on the other whole other side of town. They just got her to call in and tell her side of the story. Now, her side of the story alone a fry Charlamagne. Because she said when she was throwing up, when she finished throwing up, and she was like, you know, she wasn't throwing up no more. She was just like sitting there and shit. And, you know, after she got herself cleaned up. She said the nigga Charlamagne the God was hugging and kissing on her and pulling on her shirt and all that kind of shit. But if she said that, you know, remember her by her throwing up, then that shit didn't really get into her system as much. So she was a little more aware. So she was just like, nah, this is not happening. This is not happening. Get the fuck off me. You know what I'm saying? So she said finally he just left her alone. and he went upstairs. And she said she was still like kind of in and out of it, but she said she knew for a fact that she needed to get upstairs to help old girl out, because she said she was hearing some screams and all this kind of shit. Now, the girl said when she made it up the steps and she opened the door, like, she basically said she walked in on Charlemagne the God doing his thing. She walked in and seen him hop up, pull his pants up, run out the gym. And then she says that's when she ran to the girl. A girl was just sitting there just screaming, just going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, they cut her clothes off. And at first I was like, okay. I was listening to both stories, because they played them in one video, but it's like one minute they playing one audio, and then they'll cut it, and then they'll play the audio of the girl that's far away. And I was really pinpointing to try to catch one kind of lie, like somebody to fuck up somewhere. But they was, I'm sorry, they was dead on. Like, she was like, I didn't have any clothes on. She was like, I didn't have any clothes on. And I didn't even know where my clothes were. And then when the girl busted up and she was saying she got in the room and she seen Charlemagne, like, you know, she finished the story without saying that she was naked. And then, like, but then she doubled back and she said something. She just kept saying it was horrible. Like, she was screaming. She was going so crazy. It was, and then she, I was like, she didn't say she was naked. And then just as I said that, the very last word she said was, she didn't have any clothes on. She was just going crazy. And I was like, damn, that confirms it. She just said it. Like, she was like, she ain't had no clothes on. That old girl had been here, the one that got raped. Actually, Ben said that. She was like, yeah, I was butt naked. I had no clothes on. I took all my clothes off. And she said, the other girl said she even asked her, like, where are your clothes? And she was like, I don't know how she ended up leaving, you know, in the ambulance. I don't know if she was butt naked or what, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Like that shit sounds sad, man. I don't think that it's a lie, because it just seems like Charlemagne was that type of guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like he was that type of dude to do something like that. Like, real horny, like, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like it, man. That's sad. And just the simple fact that he telling this story. At first I was like, oh man, this shit old, man. Leave him alone. But the fact that he out here telling this story, playing with it, because that's what the mother said too. Like, keep retelling the story, lying and stuff, laughing. And I was like, I don't remember hearing him laughing about the joke. I think I heard the story once, you know what I'm saying? But that's true. Like that whole situation with DJ Academics, like, what the fuck, son? How could you possibly use this story for this situation? You know what I'm saying? So.